The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
To Motivation and Muscle streaming radio 24/7. We are the alpha male of radio, and we connect your brain to your brawn. Also, too, before we go on, I've said this, I brought this up quite a bit. If you'd like to contribute to the show, we would greatly appreciate it. We have a Patreon account now, Motivation Muscle. You can contribute whatever you'd like to the show. Obviously, we do a show, or at least put a show up. We try every day of the week. If not, it's usually every other. You can also, if you would like to contribute, you can also go out to my PayPal account at fearlobarbell@nicap.rr.com. Anything you would contribute would be greatly appreciated because we are going through massive growing pains right now. It's a lot of money to produce this show. And we give all this content away for free. I've had suggestions of people, from people, oh, you ought to charge. I'm not going to charge for it. I'm not going to do it. That's just the way it is. We're helping too many people. We've got contributions from a lot of people. And we're going to keep growing and getting bigger. And we're getting ready to release a couple products right now, which should garner some money. Because this show is expensive every month to make. And I'm going to leave it right there. So if you're interested, we would appreciate anything that you would send our way. Also, too, go out to motivationmuscle.com. You can download the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle and our free 30-day ebook. One to make you think and one to make you train. And believe me, between the standard, the power rack, and the sandbag in the middle of the week, between the two of those ebooks, you got a nice little vault to draw from right there. Simple things have big, big endings to them, and don't forget that. And we'll get into more and more of that stuff, believe me. Also, too, go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. We've got our good friend. He's been away a little while, like a lot of people, and it's been everybody's busy. There's so many things going on here, and we have Adam T. Glass on with us. I don't want to not say his name. I've been talking to Adam for about 45 minutes offline. We've been catching up. Once we are very solvent, right, I've got an idea that I'm going to have. I want to get Adam involved in many things here. But there's one thing I know would be right up his alley, and we're going to look. I haven't decided who it would be yet. We want to get a West Coast or Midwest partner in this, and myself here on the East Coast. So that is going to be very interesting. But right now, we are making some major moves. We've got some great people on here, and I'm excited as can be to see what everyone's going to think about this, and we'll go from there. Also, too, I believe that's probably it. Let me, before I bring Adam in, I'm going to give you some information on this gentleman. Number one, let's see. I have to, is this got everything on it? Guess what? I've got the wrong, oh no, we're good. Adam's a grip master, strong man, trainer of champions. Obviously, you know, he comes on here, excellent speaker. We're going to do some catch up before we get into the subject, but wait till you hear about some of the lifts he's doing and some of his clients he's working with. You know, we got into some of the stuff with Joe Bruni, and I think we're going to probably do another show, the three of us, once things just kind of the edge calms down a little bit so I can really do this. But we're going to bring Adam in right now. We're going to talk about start your own revolution. And you know how I always say join a revolution here, but we're going to get into that. So Adam, welcome back, brother. Happy New Year. I can't tell you how glad I am that, you know, I know you never left the family, but it's nice to hear your voice again, brother.
Eric, it's great to be back in 2017, man. Welcome to everyone who's joining us today. I'm in Fort Worth, Texas, and it is a very sunny day. I'd imagine most of y'all have got snow in your driveway.
Lots of it.
Oh, man, it's been really good. I'm excited, man. I get married in less than 30 days now.
That's awesome.
And I'm so glad to be on the show today because the topic that I want to jump into here with you is so important to every person who's listening to this show. It is something that is going to change how this entire year looks. I have no doubt about that.
Awesome. But you know what? Tell everybody a little bit too, especially the female client, what she did the other night with you. And catch us up a little bit on what you're doing with statics. And because we haven't talked in a while and we were, you know, obviously I'm doing a lot of different things in the rack right now too. We never really stopped doing this stuff. So why don't you catch us up a little bit and then we're going to get right into the revolution.
Absolutely. So for everyone listening, the thing I want you to do is I want you to open up your mind to something, all right? And here's the one thing you need to know. I will only do things that I believe will work, and I will only continue doing those things as I am seeing results and evidence that I can measure.
Yep.
Okay, that's what I'm all about. So 6 months ago, I made a switch in training. We did two whole shows on that. I encourage you to go back and listen to the static lifting and the motivation, determination, and will episode. So here's where I'm at now. I'm currently doing one lifting session every 10 to 13 days. In the middle of my rest period, I go in and I do probably 5 to 8 singles on my vertical bar.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about that for a second. And a little bit of work on my pinch bar. So those are the two grip things that I have that's most important to me. Now, what's happened just in the last 6 weeks is I've moved my vertical bar max up from 350, which is the heaviest V-bar. People won't even lie and tell me they've done more than that. That is the heaviest V-bar lift ever done. Now up to 365.
Wow.
So in 6 weeks, I've moved up my own personal best, my own world record, I set up 15 pounds.
That's awesome.
That's clue number one to what's going on over here. My last lifting session that I did was just a couple days ago. I am still sore from it, which is crazy. And I only did two exercises.
Yep.
I did a final position press lockout. So guys, if you could imagine laying on the floor, the pins are set up in a way that when you finally exert all the power of your upper body, that bar is elevated about an inch. And with 585, in under 2 minutes, I lifted it 18 times. Then I went to my deadlift, and in a two-minute set, I rack pulled 705, and I currently weigh 194. So I was very, very happy with both of those. And I mean, man, my upper back and pecs and triceps in particular, they are still sore today.
Sure. And you got to be seeing whether, you know, I know that, you know, you probably don't want to go up in body weight, but you got to be seeing some density now that you haven't seen in a long time, correct?
I am 34 years old.
Yep.
And I am currently the most muscular, leanest body weight combination I've ever been. Like, I've never been at this many pounds at this percentage body composition with this kind of strength.
Yeah, and let me, you know, Adam, let's hit this quick. As you well know, I told you, you know, you've seen stuff. I'm training Dennis, who is, you know, really, he hit the wall, train wreck. I mean, dangerous, 271. This is a third trip here. But this time, his stomach looks 9 months pregnant, and it starts right from right below the breastbone. As I told you, he's down to 259 now. It's been a slow process, mainly because being out of shape so bad, I have to be very careful with him training. Now, I'm not going to say baby him, but we don't want him dropping dead in my driveway. That's not what we want. But when you said that, okay, now Dennis is probably 10 years older than you, but one thing that, but there's a difference too. You've been an athlete your whole life. He's not very athletic, but, and here's the big but, what really made my ears stand up when you said that, is you are basically physically, probably, and I'm sure probably mentally, it's done some amazing things to you, the best shape you've ever been in. To be that lean, that muscular, and you have your endurance and strength go up that much more. Now, this is what I'm going to say right quickly and send it right back. How much, and I know that we're trying to run a clean show here because we've been talking about that, but how much BS is out there all the time about, well, 30 years old, you're done. 35, you're finished. 45, you might as well sit in a wheelchair and get fed. Right, once again, you, I, and so many of our colleagues out there that really understand this, what are we doing again? We're proving it wrong. Comment on that.
If the BS was a river and you were standing in the center, you would need a snorkel.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's how serious of a – like, let me give you some examples, guys. First thing, anyone who believes that, the first thing we know is they simply have not visited the bookstore and picked up some books that were written in the 70s and 80s, for example. There were bodybuilders then that were in their late 40s, 50s, 60s. And I'm not talking about the guys that all were the serious dopers. I mean the ones that really were doing physical culture.
Yep.
And then you can go look at photos from them later on. And for most of these gentlemen, they maintained a magnificent condition of health until the day they dropped.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
For a strong man, most of the time, it appears that they have their strength, and then one day, boom.
It's gone.
The body's gone.
Yep. Yep.
And I tell you what, I see that, and I say, man, now that makes sense to me. Because we all got to go. But what a better way to go to be doing my best every step of the way rather than just decaying and oozing and sliding towards that inevitable time that this body will fail.
Yep. Absolutely.
And you have a choice. You get to choose how that goes.
Well, I'll tell you what right now, and we'll get right into I want you to talk about your client too. Steven Santangelo, I was out on and everybody knows Steven's on here. He's a great guy, 65 years old. In my opinion, no way. I mean, I've talked to Steven so many times offline for hours. Just an outstanding human being.
And look at the magnificent health, and he's got vigor.
Yeah.
You know, and he looks very good and healthy and energetic. And, man, I hope I'm half as healthy as Steven is when I'm 65.
Hell yeah. But you look at him today, he's out in the snow in the middle of the woods, and he's squatting down with a log in his hands, and he comes up with it and flings the log right in the air. And I'm like, this stuff is just outstanding. I sent him a note before. I was like, holy cow, man. It's like, and he busts my stones all the time, too. He's like, I'm going to go to Iceland with you and outlift you. And I said, go ahead. I'd be happy. I don't care. I'm not going to begrudge anything. But he is just what an inspiring guy and a no-nonsense guy and a guy that you know where you stand, and I love it. But let's go right into – was it the deadlift?
I want to overview this.
So, yeah, go ahead.
A year and a half ago, I was working at a boot camp, and there was a young girl that joined our program. She did the program, and you could tell right away that, man, that she's got that worker spirit.
Yep.
All right. So later on, when I began running my program, she said, hey, I want to come try that out.
Yeah.
Well, she got in the program, and she's now been doing this training with me for about 3.5 months. So her training session the other day, she did a standing military press lockout. The bar started right above the crown of her head.
Yep.
She would brace up and press that up because I told her we're going to do a real ab day.
Yep.
She pressed 135 for 50 consecutive repetitions in 1:30.
Damn.
Now, I'll challenge some of you gentlemen listening. Man, you think you could do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's incredible.
It is.
Turned around. So top quarter deadlift off the pin, starting right about mid-hip.
Yep.
350 pounds for 20 consecutive repetitions.
Yeah. That is just outstanding. You know, and if you send my regards to her, I appreciate it. I admire her for that. This stuff that we talk about, and we're going to have to get into this very serious again, because obviously you're doing things, you're training clients doing it, I'm doing it, I am taking Dennis to a point with it, but not yet. He's just not physically ready to do that, and I don't even know if he has an aptitude to do that. We will find out. But right now we're starting to cruise and I want to do it. But I just think that this type of training is just so unappreciated, not understood. There's no doubt about it. And no one understands what this stuff can do for you, man. I mean, you will be literally a lightning rod. And, well, that's why we're here, Adam. Anything else you got with that to say it? If not, let's start the revolution.
The last thing I'm going to throw out is a story of incredible transformation. So my soon-to-be wife, Ashley, on the 5th of November, dislocated her left knee.
Oh.
Her left ankle almost hit her left hip, traveling in the way that it should never go.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, she had been training for several months beforehand and had built enough strength that her body was able to travel that entire distance without tearing and return.
That's what I was going to say. Yep.
Now, for the first 2 weeks, she could not even walk, stuck on a couch.
Yep.
But at the end of her second week, came in and she was able to do several holds using upper body lifts and hammer machines because they're so safe.
Sure.
You jump forward to her workout just the other day. And this is someone who is only 3.5 months outside of this injury.
Yeah.
Leg press 630 pounds for 60 consecutive reps. Deadlift 205 for 10. Her bench press lockout 180 for 60 reps.
Yep.
And for most people, they have an injury like that. They are unable to see a way to even return to the gym for 6 months.
No, I agree. And you know what it is, what you're doing with her too, and anybody else you're working with, people understand this. You're instilling a confidence in them that you're not going to get with anything else, period. And you might not see it right away, but it's working its way in. It's like weaving its way right through their heads. It is an incredible thing, especially when someone has that magnitude of an injury. You know, it's when you're doing this type of training, it just builds everything around the joint. You know, it builds a style of muscle and density and ligament and tendon, bone. Especially, you know, we always hear about women when they get in their 40s, you know, they start ending up losing a lot of their bone mass. Let me tell you, girls, you could be in your 20s right now, even teens. Go find myself or Adam. Go find people that got this type of experience. You stay with this stuff. You build bone density better than your brothers. I mean that. Go ahead, man.
I'll tell you right now, and for especially for the ladies,
yeah,
hear me, understand me, and believe me. You can go talk to chiropractors. You can go talk to orthopedic specialists. You can go talk to physical therapists. Right now in 2017, they are seeing people come in their mid-20s and early 30s, and they have the bone health of 50-year-old women.
Oh, that's scary, man.
Exercise, poor diet, a lifetime spent slumped over looking at a phone.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you something, and this leads us to our topic, guys. That's why we're going through all this real quick. If you will not take action when you can, when the time comes that the problems start, I'll tell you what, you'll have a lifetime of not addressing it behind you to have to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
But we could start today, and you could be in the gym once a week in that rack for 20 minutes, and it would change your entire life. And it's just like a tanning salon. I don't need you to change your whole life to get a tan. I need you to show up at the salon in the time of your appointments.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, A, you want to get strong. You want to get healthy. You want to get fit. What if I just need you to be in this gym and do this thing during these times and allow the benefits to come with you, just like that tan?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I'll tell you right now, no matter what you get into and no matter who you do it with. And I would always say, if you know, do not try any of this stuff on your own. You're going to need someone that's got a lot of experience. You know, when I got into this, it's one of the things I'm doing. I'm in the process of writing an article on the dead stop squat, also the history of the power rack and how I got into all this. And obviously you have to, there's something, I'm going to ask Adam this. I'm going to just explain it briefly, and this is going to stay all what we're talking about here. If you listen to me, you know Anthony DiTillo was probably one of the biggest influences on me with the power rack. He wrote for Perry Raiders, Iron Man, through Bill Hinburn. Both Adam and I, great friend, super guy. He's been a big help to me with the business. I got every Iron Man that he had at the time that had articles from Anthony DiTillo. You can also go out and find him online too. Anthony DiTillo was a monster. And I mean, a guy at 5'5", weighing 330, and he did not have a huge belly on him. I never saw traps on a guy in upper back. I mean, unbelievable. I mean, and there's others, obviously, Ahola, Riegert, all these guys. But DiTillo was just so big. Not only did he not do varying programs in the rack, did some dead stops, all that. I mean, just a beast of a guy. Very intellectual how he trained, very smart. And Doug Hepburn was an influence too, because I had some of his own old courses I found from Canada. Just small, like, binder type things. Awesome stuff. A little bit different, but just the way to do things. Well, the biggest thing was you got to kind of learn. There's only so much you're going to get out there. Hard Gainer had a lot of stuff about it. John McKean, our good friend, I look up to John big time, and you start coming up with your own ideas. And that's how I built what we got here now. And I feel if you do these things correctly, you learn correctly how to use a power rack. There's nothing, in my opinion, other than obviously we've got to have good fingers and grip. Adam can attest to that. He is a grip monster. But I'll tell you right now, that power rack will make you as strong, I feel, as you could ever be. And I'll tell you why. Because not only the angles, not only the holds, whether they're static, whether they're holding against another set of rods, where what I do, which is very interesting, but you have to have a lot of experience, I lift the thing at an odd angle. By that, I'll mean this. Okay, say my long rods are at 12. I'll set one at 13, one at 12, and come off at an offshoot angle. You got to be very careful with it because you can get in some serious trouble. Try that sometimes and see how strong you are through your body. It will show the weakness wherever it is right away. Hips, lower back, shoulders, all that. You will never build a body like you would have a power rack. The thing with the power rack is this. Most gyms don't have them anymore. Most people don't have a clue to them. And I think a lot of people don't see the validity in them. That's where you're missing the point. You hear what Adam's, you know, granted, I weigh 300 pounds, all right? I'm 100 pounds more than Adam. But Adam right now in these lifts would blow my ass right through the wall. I'm training my lifts differently in a rack. Like, for instance, last night, I was telling Adam before he came on, parallel, this tri-quad is one of the nastiest squats, dead stop, you've ever seen in your life. You are not using any hands to hold the bar. You are strictly putting, picture yourself as like, make a fist and push literally through the middle of your thighs and come off a rod. I want to see how good you really are, because you'll be like me. The first 5-10 times, it's going to roll right off your traps because you can't stand fully erect with it. You can get very close, but if not, and I'll tell you right now, you got to be an athlete and have a ton of balance to do stuff like that. All right, so parallel, I hit a 420 last night. I went 2 inches above parallel, went to the Buffalo bar, back squat, hit a 650, no problem. Okay, that's not a lot of weight for a guy like me. But I'm telling you right now, you take 650 off there and come off those rods, even though it's 2 inches above parallel, I'll tell you right now, you're going to find out if you got any manhood in you or not, because you're not coming up if you don't. The whole idea of this whole scheme is this. I'm going to keep building both lifts. I want to keep them together. Obviously, if I were doing them separate, you'd have more horsepower. But I got my crazy reasons for why I'm doing this. Obviously, the 650 now, we're going to slip boards in. We'll get it down to the 12-pin, and we're going to start all over. The weight with the tri-quad is going to vary anywhere between 420 and 500. It probably won't be any more than that right now, because I got some other things, and I can't be doing everything. But I'm here to tell you, when you talk about start your revolution, that, my friends, is a revolution. You are in a rack, literally locked in a rack. And another thing, and I'll give it right to you, Adam, is this. I've been saying this a lot lately. When you're lifting and loading plates, think about this, okay? So I'm loading and taking off one bar. Obviously, it's only 420. Still plates, man. Strip that all out. The bar's got to come out. I don't want it anywhere near me. Then we got the rod set at 13, the other set. Obviously, the buffalo bar is going to go in there. And we got to load that. I was taking, I started in, I think it was I believe it was 330 or 390 and scaled right up to 650. That's still a lot of plates, all right? Times two. Now, the reason why I'm telling you this is this. Lifting and loading is one of the best things you can do. And if you don't believe me, set a bar at parallel or a little above and load that bar right to the end on each side. And please do not try to load one side without putting anything on it, because if that thing's not going to strap down, that will come up and it could whip and kill you. All right? So be very smart. You want to go out and just do a movement that will take you and stick you right on your behind. Go and do that a few times. Go ahead, Adam. Comment on anything.
I really like that, how you open that the power rack training is going to make you stronger than anything. And I'm going to add on, you will never reach your full strength potential without a rack, because you're not going to be doing overloads. You have to understand that at your positions of maximum leverage, times when bones are aligned in a way for maximum structural strength, you're capable of holding so much more weight than anyone around you is probably doing. If you go to the average large chain commercial facility, there's probably the big guy, right? Mm-hmm. And he comes out once a week and bench presses of maybe 360 or 370.
Yep.
There's probably one big guy who might be squatting over 500, right? At your average gym, that's about it you're going to see. Now, that may lead you to the wrong ideas, okay? You may be led into believing that because they are using that weight, you are supposed to be using less weight.
Correct.
This is a critical error in your understanding. Here's what I want you guys to understand. If you will go and you will use the max amount of leverage that your tissue can move in a given position, and then you give yourself recovery time, the only thing that could happen is you're going to experience growth and development.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is a very – we know this. There are things we just know on this planet. Interestingly, there's a lot of things we don't know that we think we know. But here's one thing I know. If you go in and I put you in a strong position and put more weight on you in that position than you've ever held – and then you go rest, you'll be stronger next time. Oh, yeah. And stronger next time and stronger next time. And pretty soon you're now using twice the amount of resistance we started from. And then pretty soon triple.
Yeah.
How could you fail?
You can't. And you know what's really interesting about it? You know, when we talk about this revolution, it's like it's a mental revolution, it's a bodily revolution, and by God, it's definitely internally. You can tag it any way you want, but let me tell you something, you are going to be battling all the time, and that's what I like about this. I just spoke to our mutual friend Mike T. Nelson, And I was saying that to him about the rack because he's talking about, you know, the dead stop stuff too. But I'll tell you right now, what I said to him is, you know, we did a show on testosterone, producing it. And I'll tell you this right now, and it made sense because I think he had to think for a second, was this. Excuse me. I like things put – don't get me wrong. I love the deadlift. But if you said to me you can only do one or the other, the squat wins hands down. It's just me. I like the squat, and I'm going to tell you why, and especially the dead stop. See, I want everybody to understand, if you don't know what a dead stop squat is, that's starting from a parallel position, or obviously you can adjust to different heights in the rack and blowing it right off the rods. Now, it is no easy task. It takes time. It takes to build new pathways. It's one of those things I love. There's no excuses. Either it comes up or it doesn't. It can come up ugly sometimes. It can come up one-sided and you don't get up with it. Or you can explode it right out of the hole. That's the way I was last night. Who knows what's going to happen the next time. But what I'm saying is I've always had a theory about this with a dead stop squat. I believe that, and I believe this, and I've learned this through the business too, I like to have something constantly pushing down on me. And when I say pushing down, I mean something that's trying to push me down and hold me down. And I've got to fight it every way I can. The three ways I explained just a little while ago, with the mental revolution, the physical bodily revolution, and your internal revolution. You start doing things like that, and you will succeed. Once again, everything else that you're involved in will succeed with it. This is the point I'm trying to get, and I'm very interested in what Adam thinks of what I'm going to say here, is this. There are very few things in life. Now, we all love the weightlift, we all love grip, and they all are fundamentally great. All right, but I've never, in all of my life of training, have never met anything like a power rack and a barbell. I don't care what bar you use, and I'm going to tell you why. Whether it's one-sided training, whether it's holds, whatever. If you want to be, this is just my theory. If you want to be extra special, better than anyone else out there, better than the 300-pound lifter, the bench presser, better than the 500-pound squatter who takes a regular squat, it's got 10 pounds of equipment on, ammonia up their nose, and they weigh 350. But then you take a 198er and you shove his butt in the rack, and we load 500 at the very bottom, and he comes up through that hole like someone's got a spring under his behind, and we just launched him into orbit. That's what it's all about. You need things pushing down on you. I am telling you, if you learn this process, you will be a phenomenal lifter everywhere. You know why I'm using this process right now? I want to be a better stone lifter. What am I going to end up partialing out in the rack? Who knows? I don't know yet. I don't know how far I'll go with it. I have ideas what I'd like to do, but right now there are so many things going on physically right now to get ready to go away and everything else. You know, you got to pick your poison. If you go all the way one way, the other stuff's going to suffer. But then again, I've got another idea on that too. The body will adapt. It's just how much time do you have to adapt to, where say you're expected somewhere in 5 months. That's the thing that you work on when you're done with these big adventures for a while. Go ahead, Adam. I went a little long, but I wanted to, I really want to get your opinion on that pushing down stuff I talk about so much.
So one of the things that I observe is that for a lot of people, the way that they are currently training their body is they have a bit of a discombobulation going on. So, you know, for example, I'm at a fitness center every single night, and the reality is what I'm seeing is what anyone in any fitness center in any city in any part of the world is seeing. There's nothing unique there. So you see a person go over to do a shoulder press and their belly's all slack and their hips are kind of tucked under them wrong and their feet are just about anywhere. And what you can see there is that while they may be having a challenge of moving a moderate amount of weight there, they're not learning on how to use their entire body at one time.
Right.
So when we get into these positions that you're describing, you know, any position where the bar is not going to give you an elastic amount of energy during a lowering phase.
Yep.
You know, that's what the dead part is, guys. A dead stop. There's no energy in that bar. He has to create it all. You must use everything. It is possible to squat, for example, a given weight and have degrees of laxity in other parts of the body. We see this. More people are probably hurt squatting very light, just any kind of way, with no thought about what they're doing, than we see the people who know what they're doing that are going heavy.
Exactly.
That's a bit, you know, like, it's one of those things, okay? There are more people who have been attacked who do not have a black belt than there are black belts that have been into fights.
Yeah.
Really think about that, guys.
Yep.
And instead of keep looking for reasons on why that might not be accurate, what if you got your black belt, right? And in that way, if you're teaching your body how to work all the time together, what you find is you're not the guy who throws his back out changing a tire or moving the barbecue grill. You're not the guy who is getting all of these problems in other areas of their life from that lack of focus, because you have something that every week it brings you in and it requires you to get right here, right now, and do what needs to be done. And I'll tell you, for people who choose not to pursue fitness, I think it's a big thing they miss. Maybe music would kind of get some of that psychologically together. There's probably some arts that require that. I'm sure there's maybe some professions, but the problem with the profession is when you're made to do it, does it numb you to the process?
Absolutely.
All right. So what we're talking about is this is something that you are choosing to submit to. There's a process and you're saying, I'm agreeing that I'm going to get down in front of these principles and I'm going to labor under correct knowledge.
I'm
going to choose to use luck to my advantage.
Well, I'll tell you,
bring their correct knowledge.
Well, I agree with you totally. And I'll tell you one thing. I said this the other day. You know, don't wait for something to happen to make you move.
And this
happens too frequently with people. I just think this is my opinion, you know, with when we're talking, you know, start your revolution. Obviously, Adam and I have been talking a lot about the power rack, you know, on the show today, because you see what he's done, what his clients have done. You see what goes on here. You see a lot of other people have been influenced by what we talk about here. It's a very outstanding way to become an outstanding weightlifter. I'll just leave it at that. I'm not putting all the other genres in there. It's also a good way to really learn about this style of training. There is stuff out there. Obviously, you said if you go out and look at Anthony with Anthony DiTillo, it will definitely educate you big time. But the best way to educate, obviously, is to learn how to do things on your own. Obviously, we've got to be able to get you in a position where you're in a power rack, whether it's in a gym or you buy your own or you got your own. And the biggest thing is the safety factor of it. You know, you don't need to have a spotter there.
I'm so glad you're bringing that up.
Go ahead. Take it. Yeah. Go ahead.
So man, I'll do it. So here's the reality for every single person I know that listens to this show. You absolutely love your physical culture, but you also have obligations that you need to settle up with every week, every month. You got a family that you need to take care of. And in that way, we got to always walk a line and we got to stay on the right side of the line. The line is that I can only pursue this in a way that allows me to also do my job, feed my family, right? So training safety is not – it's not just about insurance liability. And that's the problem we've gotten to, is that one of the reasons the creek of BS is so deep,
yeah,
is that people have confused things insurance companies have said in terms of how training should go.
Exactly.
So I'm going to tell you two things right now, guys. Choosing to omit particular things just because a gym owner is afraid of the liability and having the masses that are untrained using it does not mean you should not investigate it.
Exactly. And you know, Adam, not to interrupt you, but here's something I just want to lend quick. This is why I say, if you have the ability to be able to put a power rack in your home or in your garage, or and have some stones and have some sandbags, I'm telling you right now, you can build a primal scream within you that you've never had before in your life. And I will tell you this, as a guy that's been around a lot of places, trained in a lot of gyms all over the country, you know, been to Iceland, I do have a little bit of experience in this. And a guy that was forced, let me say that again, forced to have to start building it here. There were no clubs like I used to go to, the old steel pier. The wrong people came in and bought it. Slowly but surely, they pushed us out until one day the colony police were there escorting us out. Because if not, probably somebody would have got fatally hurt. There was no doubt about it. Best thing I ever did. And I'll tell you why. And I'd love to get into this, because I've been getting into this with more and more people all the time. It's a very interesting idea I came up with, and I'm sure I'm not the first. We talked about the other day, Sean and I, who's new to the show, we were talking about things that have happened in our lives that, and before I bring the whole thing up, I want to just go back a little bit. But before that even, don't be afraid to build your own gym. I'm going to tell you right now, you'll do magnificent things, but we'll get into that at another time. But I do believe inherently the majority of us have that thing roaming in us that is buried, and I mean buried very deep. You know, whatever your history was, whatever you possibly were if you believe in another life. But there is something in men and women, but we're going to talk strictly with men here, that wants to do this type of stuff. Now, you'll sit there and say, I don't feel that way. All right, well, I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to go right back to our brother here. 10 years old, everybody knows that Jimmy, my brother, and who everything here is dedicated to and who I talk about constantly because I love the guy to death. And believe me, my mother and I were going through some pictures. I'm staring at one of them right now. He is beautiful, all right? And you're going to see a big thing with him on Motivation Muscle soon. I have to go down this weekend and talk to somebody about seeing what we can do pixel-wise with this photograph of him. And I was frightened as a child about muscular dystrophy. Who wouldn't be? When I'd go to my parents, they'd reassure me. I was talking to my buddy Bob Wise yesterday. You know, he goes, nobody understood about what Jimmy had. And he said, we were all scared as kids too. And, you know, parents didn't have the education a lot of now, what they have about these diseases. And, you know, everybody, it was just, what a community. And the thing that gave me my worst fears ended up becoming my best friend. And I owe my brother everything. It was the Hulk. Why? I was so afraid of being like that and being weak. That was the only way I could go. When I saw the Hulk, I was like, I have to be this. I have to be this. And this is where I'm going to plug this right into. You want to know what set me off? And it's in all of us. Jimmy and the Hulk. See, that stuff was roaming around in me all the time. 10, 11 years old, it all started coming out. Go ahead, Adam.
I'll tell you what that really speaks to me is the fact that we get awakened to things in this life.
Yep.
What you may or may not really be into something simply because you have not had exposure to it. And this gets into a key part of this revolution that I envision. All right. It's to get out and wake some people up.
Yep.
If you're currently out there training out of your garage, that's awesome. That's where I got started. That when I returned to the U.S. from Okinawa, that was the very first move I made once I purchased my house, get all my stuff in there and begin creating where I'll be working. And
yep.
That's led me on a great path. So I'll say this, man, is go wake somebody else up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that you need to go find another fit person to train with. I'm saying, you know, we've all got a friend that maybe we watch a sporting event with, or we go fishing with, or we know them at work, but, you know, they're pretty cool. Take that person and give them some exposures to these things that you're doing that you know are helping you.
Yep.
And allow them to see if they're into it. And I'll tell you this, is that I believe some of the best relationships you're going to have with other men in this world is going to be centered around the mutual path of growth and expansion through physical culture.
Oh, I totally agree. It's a revolution, like you said. It's a brotherhood. It's a brotherhood, brotherhood, brotherhood. And I was telling Adam, Adam's heard, you know, all these guys over in Scotland and Ireland and the Netherlands and everywhere else now that are all coming on the show or have been on the show, these guys are hearing this and they're literally saying to me too, we can't thank you enough for what you're doing with stone lifting. And I said, this is just a natural process because whether you're a power rack lifter, a stone lifter, it doesn't matter to me what you do. We all share one thing in common. We're all in this revolution together. And I promise you, and I've said it from the beginning, we are legion. Believe me. No one out there has ever put this style of stuff together that I know of. Maybe I need to be stand corrected on here. But my whole idea here is I don't care what age you are. I could care less. What I care about is come on in with us. You hear what we're talking about today. We're talking about starting your revolution. You have to take the first step to do it. You have to believe in who you are. And you have to want something better for yourself. Who's sitting there right now, I hope, listening to us and saying, I do want something better for myself. Well, if we got through to you, guess what? We just got winning going for you. This is what I'm talking about. This is what it's all about. Why can't you do better than you're doing today? Why can't you lift stronger? Why can't you do the stuff we're talking about with the static holds? Listen to what Adam's telling you. All right? 198 pounds, he's in better shape than he's even been. This guy's been in the military and everything. This guy's been around. He knows stuff. So tell me, what is it then? What is it that you're engaging in that is creating this whole revolution? And if you're not engaged in it, why aren't you? Ask the question right now to yourself. In fact, you ought to stand up and ask yourself, why have I not started my own revolution? Adam, summarize anything you want to add, take your time, and we'll get ready, obviously, for March, and we'll just go from there, my friend.
Man, I'll tell you what, guys. You know, in conclusion, here's what I'll tell you. The reason you can even hear my voice is because Eric and I both have an agreed-upon vision that we want to see people understand and know and do that makes them better.
Yeah.
All right. So the fact that you can hear my voice and you've listened this far, it tells me that you want that too. So what I'll say is go and do. Go and do. Not just go and do. It's be zealous about it. Like, hey, the first rule of barbell club is you talk about barbell club. You know
I
what I'm saying?
It.
And
yes.
The second rule of barbell club is yep. You invite others to come with you.
Yes.
Because yes. Here's what I know. There's a lot of men out there that they are lost.
Ah, yeah.
And they're not going to get out of being lost until they make some decisions. And one of the first ways that they will start to make those decisions is somebody offers them some other place to be other than right where they're at.
I agree.
And I'll tell you this, you might be that guy that completely changes someone else's life, completely unbeknownst to you, because you bring them over and you guys decide to get into some, you know, some barbell pressing and some squats once a week or twice a week or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And you know what, Adam? It grows and grows and grows. I can just tell you, they've heard my story over and over. Sand weights and a wooden bench. And if you, anybody that's seen the pictures I put up, the evolution now, which has turned into a business, is just absolutely incredible. Start shaking hands with people. Start getting yourself known. We always say this, if you've got a story, contact me at FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.R.com. Hey, for all you know, maybe you come on with Adam and I, and you tell your story. This is what we want to do. Come on, men. Get off your behinds. Get rid of the belly. Stop acting like a little sissy boy, okay? It's over. You're now 40 years old. It's over.
And, I mean, I love it. And I'll turn it down. Hey, guys, the age where it's cool to be weak, and the age where it's cool that you just allow every transgression to happen around you and you just
take
you're
it.
Worried about her, man, that is all over with.
It's over.
If you haven't seen, look at the news.
Yep, it's over.
The time of just everybody's okay to flounder in their own crap, man, that is over.
Yep.
And I'll tell you this, you're either going to lead or you're going to follow, but nobody's going to be allowed to just stand still.
No.
I promise you that's what's coming.
The earth,
so make a decision and go with it.
I agree. The earthquake has started. It's just they haven't caught on yet. But before we go, obviously, I am going to read. I didn't do this in the beginning, and Adam and I love this excerpt, and it's called A Lifetime of Observations and Reflections on and Off the Court, Wooden, Coach John Wooden with Steve Jamison, and then we'll have Adam give out his information and we'll wrap the show up. But this is absolutely important. This goes right to the last couple minutes we just started. It's called The Opinion of Others. Do not become too concerned about what others may think of you. Be very concerned about what you think of yourself. Too often we care more about a stranger's opinion of us than our own. Your opinion of yourself begins on the inside with your character. What do you believe in? And are you willing to stand up for it despite what others may think or say? It's what my dad meant when he said, be true to yourself. This comes first, then the opinion of others. And I'm going to read these last two lines again. It's what my dad meant when he said, be true to yourself. This comes first, then the opinion of others. And I'm going to add one other thing I always say, as my father said, among many great things to me, be a leader, not a follower. Adam, comment on that if you like, and give out your information. I'll give mine, and hang on the line if you would, please.
Man, it's been great being back on the show today. If anyone wants to reach me, I'm in Fort Worth, Texas. You can reach me at adamtglass00@gmail.com. You can also reach me through social media, Facebook, Instagram, that sort of deal. Let me know what's going on, man. I'm telling you right now, as I don't promise to ever fix anything, but I will always offer help.
Hell yeah, man. And the thing is, results are produced, and that's what really matters. You got everything out, brother?
I'm solid, man.
Okay. Motivation Muscle, streaming radio 24/7. You know how to get a hold of us at FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.R.com. If you'd like Adam and I to do a specific show, I'm more than happy to talk to him on that subject. As I said, if you have a story, don't be shy. FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.R.com. Or you can send me a message right through Motivation and Muscle. I will respond to you, believe me. I do not brush anybody off. If it's something that sounds real good or something you're up to, when Adam is back with his honeymoon and his marriage and all that, we'll see what happens in March if we can get him on. If not, we'll have him on a couple times in April to make up for March. If you got something, we will talk it over and I'll run everything by him. You could be on with he and I, and you tell me you won't have a good time then. So Anybody that's got something, man, or what you're working on, throw it out to us. We want to push this out every time we're on with everything. Also, too, go out to motivationmuscle.com. You can download the two ebooks. Just give us your email address. Also, too, don't forget motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. Just look at all the shows I've done with Adam. Let's see, I've got, what's today, Thursday? We got one coming up today. Frank Delventhal's will be up this afternoon. Mike T. Nelson will be up Friday. Adam will be up Saturday, unless something goes awry here. So you're going to have those up tomorrow. I got Melody Schoenfeld on, and we're going to get into, I want to learn all about her. She loves to tear phone books and bend, and we've talked a little bit about that in the past, but we're going to get into that a little bit tomorrow, so stay tuned for that show coming up. Also, go out to iTunes and Stitcher, give us a 5-star review. That's what we've got, and we thank everybody for that. Also, too, you know we're on AHA. It's a big directory. You have anybody with a new car has the means to get podcasting in their car. Just go out and look for Motivation Muscle in their directory, and you got us 24/7, and there's nothing better than that. Also, too, if someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to give them words of inspiration. As we know, 5 words can change your life. I love that. As my mom said when we were kids, and she still says it to us, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. If you're going to lift it, bend it, break it, tear it in half, I don't care. Squat, press, pull. If you're going to lift those big stones off the ground, turn them into dust. As the great Hoosa Steel Crusher Stone says in Blood Red, we are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. No one will ever clip our balls. And as the great Russell Fur says, who's been listening to Eminem from the beginning and who's been a guest, when I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. Well, for sure, you heard that just now. Also, too, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. And as Frank Klein, my greatest college professor, would always say, repetition, repetition, repetition. My pop, be a leader, not a follower. John Ridge, my chiropractor for years, like a father figure to me, would always say to everybody who walked to the door, he was a great chiropractor, keep smiling. I dare you to say that and not smile. John, my dad, and Frank, and Jimmy, I think about you constantly every day. And I know how proud you are of what we're doing here. And I owe you all the greatest debt of gratitude. And I thank you all for that. I'll tell you this, too. Tell 100 of your friends or more, because we're not going to knock on your door. We'll put our foot right through it. As we said today, start your revolution. Join our revolution. Be part of our family. I guarantee you the next 28 years of your life will be the best you ever have, and I can't wait to hear the stories and all the things we'll do. It is just breathtaking what's going on here. Adam, as I said in the beginning, Happy New Year. As always, I always give you a debt of gratitude. You've been nothing short of, well, it's like you're much closer than you are in Fort Worth to me, and I thank you for your excellence and your support, sir.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
You are very welcome. So, as I said, we'll talk to Adam. We'll see what's going on next month if we can get him in. If we can't, we'll get him on twice in April. But, you know, I'll have this show up by the weekend. Check it out. And as Les Brown says, you all have greatness in you, but we'll take it further than that. We're behind you, and we believe in you. And I don't believe there's many people in today's world that would give you that type of guarantee. Have a great week, everybody. Go out and do something great. And I mean it. Go out and help someone. Make yourself better, because if you do that, then you can be the example. Be an example. Thanks, everybody, and we will talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.